Still a factor in our world, but much less dangerous.
We know that with the medications that have advanced over the years, that now people can live a regular life.
Inside HIV, today in the Upper Cumberland. The AIDS epidemic came on the American scene in the early 1980s. By the year 1990, a total of 100,000 people had died because of AIDS. HIV is still a factor, and in fact, there are patients here in the Upper Cumberland dealing with HIV. But today, because of pharmaceuticals and knowledge, HIV is no longer a death sentence. Our guest today is Connie Garrett. She is Choice Health Network's Upper Cumberland Client Services Manager. Connie Garrett, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you explain what Choice Health Network is all about?
Well, we are a medical and non-medical organization. We're a nonprofit. We began in 1996 with some dedicated individuals and by a grant that helped people who were living with AIDS and HIV.
And you serve various parts of the state?
Yes.
In particular,
our main office is in Knoxville, and we also have an office here in Cookeville that serves 14 counties of the Upper Cumberland. We also have an office in Memphis, Tennessee, and Chattanooga.
What kind of services do you provide?
Now, here in Cookeville, we provide non-medical. We help people with housing, such as utilities, their rent, mortgage, assistance, and we help with transportation to get them to and from their medical appointments, and we also help them with food. We can do referrals for telehealth, for mental health, and substance abuse as well, and we provide as many resources that are in the 14 counties to our clients for their needs, whatever it may be.
I bet there are people who are hearing our discussion and saying, you mean there's HIV in the Upper Cumberland?
Absolutely.
Do you run into that a lot?
Yes. And we run into a lot of people that don't know about our services. And, of course, you deal with confidentiality. Of course, you want to protect your client. So it's kind of hard. A lot of our clients come from the regional health office. They refer them to us and also by word of mouth.
Those of us that lived through the time when AIDS and HIV first came onto the scene, it was a scary time.
Absolutely.
And there were more unknowns than there were knowns.
Yes.
Can you fast forward us, and let's start on the medical front.
Okay.
From there to where we are now, what do we know?
We know that with the medications that have advanced over the years, that now people can live a regular life. They're not going to, it's not a death sentence like it used to be. If they just take their medication like they're supposed to, they are undetectable. They can't transmit it to somebody else. They say you equals you, undetectable, untransmittable.
And it was a death sentence.
Yes.
In those early years,
yes.
In the mid-80s.
Yes. And, with the advances, they even have PrEP, which if you're living a lifestyle that may expose you to HIV, you can take that pill once a day and not get HIV.
Give us some clarity on definition. AIDS versus HIV.
HIV, I think, is the virus. And if you're not on medication to, kind of keep that virus in check, it will turn into AIDS. And then it is back like it was back then, you'll die.
But HIV is the root.
The virus.
The root virus. And so is it similar to other viruses that you can have in the body that just with the medication, you basically keep them in check and you can live your full life?
Right. Yes.
That's amazing that we've come that far.
I know. I have older clients that were on the front at the beginning, and the medication they used to give them and stuff would make them so sick, and, it was horrible, they describe. But now they're living great, no problems, no sickness. Used to, I think they had to take like 10 or 12 pills a day, and now you just take one, or some of our clients just take one. We still have some that take three, but that's totally up to the client.
How has our understanding evolved of the HIV virus?
Unfortunately, there's still a lot of stigma. they think it's all, well, some people think it's just LGBTQ people, but it's not. It's you, if, say, drugs, you know, shooting, I forgot what they call it, but I'm saying shooting up or anything like that.
Intravenous drug use.
Yes, yeah. Needle mm-hmm. use. You can transmit it that way as well. So it's not just LGBTQ people. I think that's the biggest stigma, you know, because when it started, they focused it on gay men. But it's not that simple.
Has our medical knowledge evolved about the virus?
Yes, I think so. I really do. They've been shooting for a cure, of course. But now, in some places, they even have a shot that the client can take just once every 3 months instead of the pill. So we've come a long way.
Connie Garrett is our guest. She is the Upper Cumberland's Client Services Manager for Choice Health Network. They help those who are dealing with HIV. Our conversation continues. We continue our conversation with Connie Garrett. She's with Choice Health Network. They serve the Upper Cumberland. They serve the entire state. But Connie is working here in the Upper Cumberland to help those with HIV. We'll give you contact information if you want to grab a pencil and a piece of paper. You know, it's funny because just recently there's a new documentary out on Barbara Walters. And one of the pieces that's in that documentary is a child with HIV. And again, this is circa, what, 85, 86, if memory serves me correctly. And she's talking about the fact that most people don't believe I should be touching this child.
Yes.
And I'm watching that and I'm thinking, wow.
Yes. That brings the example of Ryan White. And he was, I believe, 13 when he contracted. He was a hemophiliac. And he got the virus, or he got actual AIDS through a blood transfusion. And that's where all that, like the whole town went against him, didn't want him to go to school and everything. And you got worldwide knowledge, you know, or knowing that that was going on. And people come on board, and they finally passed it through Congress, the Ryan White CARES Act, which guaranteed that anybody who had HIV could get their medical and medication.
The other event for a lot of us was the day that Magic Johnson came out and admitted that he had it. And again, hindsight, but most people thought he had just announced his death, that he would not live. And yet here he is all
He's
these years later.
That's all through the advances with the medication.
What is still the biggest misunderstanding about HIV?
Stigma. I mean, again, back to they think it's everybody that's LGBTQ or you're a drug addict, and it's not that simple.
Can you get the virus if you do not participate in those activities or drugs? I mean, is it prevalent?
It has to be through blood.
Has to be through blood.
Yeah.
Is there stigma toward things like housing and
absolutely, but we use a different name where they can't look it up, they can't find out. All of our clients are confidential, and so we try to take all the extra precautions that way they don't know that people have HIV that are trying to rent from them.
So if you kind of went in and announced that you have it, you likely would face stigma.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Especially in smaller towns, unfortunately.
Just because of misunderstanding?
Yes. Or not the knowledge. They don't know enough about it. You know, it's easier just to believe the stigma and not research and realize, like, when I first come into the field, I had coworkers that wanted me to wear gloves, didn't want me to hug my clients, you know, were scared to death that I could catch it that easy. And it's not that simple.
But there again, the thought was if you kiss... You know, a kiss on the cheek, anything.
Yes.
You know, somebody sneezed.
And there's still people that believe that, unfortunately.
Yeah. How about things like jobs and those kinds of placement? Is that difficult?
No, we do have several clients that work. Yes. But a lot of our clients are on disability. They're not able to work. So it varies. You know, we have clients that are 18 to 65 plus. So it's not prejudice against age, color, none of that.
your procedures, though, are still in place to protect their situation?
Yes.
Are there mental health challenges for those that are dealing with HIV?
Absolutely.
What kind?
And that's why, when they first get the diagnosis, can you imagine what that does to them? You know, and
even though they may know the advances that have come medically, they're still that.
It's still stressful. You know, say if they're single and they would love to get with somebody, you know, you're going to have to divulge that eventually. And even if you want to have children, that's a precaution you've got to take. But through our advances, we have found that a woman that is undetectable, that means she's been on her regimen, she is undetectable, she can't transmit it, it doesn't transmit to the baby.
So in some ways, that it's not a stigma, it's just a situation. It almost is like herpes, yeah. You know, of the disclosure type thing. Connie Garrett is with us with Choice Health Network. When we come back, we'll give you information on how you can find out more about what they do as we continue. HIV, it is prevalent all across the state of Tennessee, including here in the Upper Cumberland. Connie Garrett is the client service manager for the Upper Cumberland. She's with Choice Health Network, which is a nonprofit that helps those who are dealing with HIV. They have all kinds of resources here. They also have resources in other parts of the state. Where medically is there a place in Nashville, for example, that most people here would go and take part in services?
We have some that go to the regional health department here in Cookeville.
Okay.
And then we have some that go to Vanderbilt CC, a comprehensive care clinic in Nashville. And we also have our own clinic in Knoxville that some of our clients choose to go to.
Is there one that is more likely to happen in 2025, that is those in the LGBT community or drug users? Is there one that's more likely to be dealing with HIV, a population, or is it about equal?
I think it's about equal, just from my experience. I've been with Choice Health Network for 4 years. Or a little over 4 years, but I worked at UCHRA for 7.5 years, and I run the same programs there for 2 years. So I've had right at 7 years experience in this field.
In your time, have you seen the approach from the community change at all, or is it still?
It's not as bad as it used to be, but there's still stigma, of course. But we work with a lot of different other nonprofits and stuff, and I'm hoping people are coming around with the more knowledge and understanding of the disease and how it works, you know.
Is the fear still as big a deal as it was in the 80s?
To our clients?
To other people?
I don't think it's as big, but yeah, there's still people that fear it, yeah.
And then I guess you just have the normal population of those who are against those who use drugs or practice,
absolutely,
you know, or homosexual or whatever the case may be. So it may not be against the HIV is those other things.
It's their lifestyle.
You mentioned things like housing. You mentioned things like job. What other kinds of services do you help those?
I will start with our Ryan White program.
Okay.
With Ryan White, we offer, we're non-medical, but if a client comes into us and they don't have insurance, we can sign them up and get them started on their medical coverage to get their medication until they can get into, say, the regional health department, and they would give them the medical case manager would take over the medical part. But we offer nutrition. We give them food cards per month. They have to buy healthy foods. We have to check that receipt when they bring it back to make sure that they are in compliance. We offer them gas cards to their medical appointments, and that goes for dental, vision, telehealth. Not telehealth, but if they have a provider, mental health, it will also give them gas cards to that. They have to bring us back proof of appointment and the receipts for the gas cards. And then through Ryan White, we can refer them out for telehealth to mental health to our office in Knoxville or to anywhere here in Cookeville. It's up to them. And we've also have Ryan White Housing. It doesn't do as well as much as our next program I'll talk about here in a minute, but it will help them with rent for 2 months every 6 months. We have emergency financial assistance that will help them with their utilities for up to $500 a year. So we have those two in place now.
And this is all funded through the nonprofit?
Yes. Wow. Or the grants.
And the grants that you get.
Yeah. And then HOPWA is housing opportunities for people living with HIV. Through that program, we have several different programs. Like if I get a client that is homeless, I can put them in a hotel, then work with them to try to get them an apartment or house, whatever they can afford. You know, it's based on their income. They have to be under the 80% of the area median. So each county is different. Cookeville's one amount. Salina's a different amount. We also have STREMU, which is short-term rental mortgage utility assistance. That is a program that can pay either the rent, mortgage, or utilities up to almost 5 months. It's 147 days. That averages out to almost 5 months. That's once a year. Then we have TBRA, is what we call it, but it's tenant-based rental assistance. That is for real low-income people that, say, don't even draw $1,000 a month. We have a formula and stuff that we use, but we can help them pay part of their rent all year long, and that continues. As long as their income doesn't go over the 80% area median, that will go with them the next year. We will continue helping them to pay their rent.
Connie Garrett is our guest with Choice Health Network. We continue. In our final moments, Connie Garrett with Choice Health Network, what's your message to the residents of the Upper Cumberland about what they need to know, HIV 2025 versus what many of us may think about in our distant memory?
HIV is just like any other medical condition that people are living with. The bottom line is they're still human beings.
What's your message to those that are living with HIV that maybe don't know the help is there?
Contact us. We will go out of our, we'll do everything we can to help you.
Choice Health Network, serving the Upper Cumberland, serving the entire state, but an office right here in the Upper Cumberland. Connie is the client service manager.
You want me to get the information?
Sure.
You can. Oh, okay. Yeah, our office number is 931-400-2007. My email is connie@choicehealthnetwork.org. And they can, the regional health will refer them to us. And I will also work with Power Putnam. They know about my services and stuff. So, you know, anybody that's dealing with mental health or substance abuse, they know to send them our way if they are HIV positive. That is the whole deal. They have to be HIV positive for our office to help them. Now, in Knoxville, we have different services. We have harm reduction. We have prevention and other services for people that are not HIV positive.
Connie Garrett, thank you for your work here in the Upper Cumberland to help those who are dealing with HIV.
Thank you.